Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to 4parents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry. I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't yeah. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Be tapping, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. From the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Yeah, 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 occurring right now. Oh, oh, love is a current of energy. Get tapped in. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you and it flows,
and it
through,
flows
me.
Through me. Ooh.
From the sun
ooh,
to
ooh, I love it. I missed the words, but that's okay. Because I'm tapping to love.
Love it.
Yes. We're tapped in. I know I'm tapped in, but my singing voice is resting right now.
My singing voice was on a gig last night, so I had to show up. Yes, it did. Are you tapped in? Are you turned on? Are you tuning in to that current of energy that is moving through you? Yes, lighten up your load. We're here to give and receive love. That's the truth.
Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you and it flows through me.
Ah, woof.
I love
when I get chills when I play a song, you know. It's the song and all the people that are in studio with me, the ones I can see and the ones I can't see, and those of you out there. Love is a current of energy. It flows through you and it flows through you. Thank you, Nahali, for letting me know that I am the best singer in the world. Yes, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do, because you are here. Simply because you are, you make a difference. We welcome you to the House of Love, the Life Conversations Radio Lounge. And, Lord, so much going on. We got people on the line. I have people lining up around the studio at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, Joanne is not here yet. I said, I want to make sure she connects me with my loved one. Okay. All right. You know, that's a bit of exaggeration, but we do have a lot of people on the line. Yes, you are listening to Spiritual Tag Team. Betty Pegues, she's such a beautiful woman. She said, you know, Ade, I know we do Spiritual Tag Team once in first and second Wednesday of the month, but I know this woman, you know, you just got to bring her on. And once again, she's done it before. Once again, she said, I give up my spot. That's how much I want her to be part of the show. So I said, okay, if you're going to give up your spot, Betty, we can have Joanne Gerber on. And then when I read, I'm like, yeah, you better give up your spot. When I found out about her, I'm like, yeah, Betty, go. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, Betty Pegues, my co-producer. Thank you, and my co-host for the Spiritual Tag Team, who won't be doing readings today. She's behind the scenes, screening the calls and working her little tail off. I welcome you. Thank you, Betty, for all that you do. I truly appreciate you. Those of you on the line, you better tap into that love. We're going to try and get to as many people as we can. I'm not in control. I'm just gonna drive the spiritual bus and let Joanne conduct the movement, because you don't want me to go into that world. I get lost. I'll be playing with the non-physical beings and forget to come back here. Ah, yes, yes, yes. You are listening to Spiritual Tag Team on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Some quick announcements here so we can get into this conversation. And I tell you, if you're in the chat room and you're thinking, should I call in? Maybe I should call in. I think you're too late. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But if you're thinking about it, don't do it. Just do it. Call it. Just call in. Stop thinking. Some announcements here. Next week, let's go. You know I don't do dates, so let me ask my calendar to help me. Yeah, next week, Tuesday, October 18th, we're going to have Tom Zuber join us. He's going to be talking about, kind of in line with what we're dealing with today, exploring grief, you know, losing loved ones and how to move on, how to carry on. I mean, he lost his wife, his daughter, I think two of his children, and I mean, just went through an amazing experience. I call it an amazing experience because it transformed him. He had to die to his old self. Now he resurrected and helping other people resurrect and how you can move on even if you've lost a loved one. And so he's going to be joining us next Wednesday. No, it's not. It's next Tuesday, October 18th. Whatever day that falls on. Or just keep checking us out. Come back regularly because you don't need to listen to any other radio station anyway. And one more thing real quick. Speaking of checking us out, if you want to find out more about what's going on Life Conversations Radio, but the rumor that's going around is we're going to have Doreen Virtue. We're going to have Lisa Williams, but don't tell anybody. Don't tell them I told you. No, you can't tell anybody, okay? But anyway, if you want to find out more about it, don't tell anyone.
What do you mean don't tell anyone? They can tell anybody they want.
Oh, okay, I guess you can. You go to Life Conversations Radio Network, it's a bit long, .weebly.com. Life Conversations with an S, Radio Network .weebly.com. Life Conversations Radio .weebly.com. You can get the list of information about the upcoming guests, constantly being updated. And the other thing we want to invite you to do before we jump into this conversation with the other world is we ask you to please share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters. You know, your haters love you anyway. They just love who you are, so they pretend they hate you. So share the show with them. We ask that you, you know, text. You can post it on your social network. You can, you can send a pigeon if you want. Just tell at least 10 people. Tell them about Life Conversations Radio. Let them know, listen, this is the only radio station you need to listen to. But one of the most important things is on the page that you're on now, if you're listening online or in the archive, if you haven't downloaded it, at the top left, there's a button that says follow. If you click that button, every time the show is coming up, you will get a reminder. So if we have a guest like 1 minute before the show, you will know what's happening. So, you know, it's for your own good. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team, and my guest is Joanne Gerber. Let me read a little bit about her, which really doesn't explain who she is. It's just a little thing about her. Joanne Gerber is a profound, gifted, international recognized psychic medium. She's known for her natural ability to bring through evidential messages from those in the spirit world. As a medium, Joanne demonstrates her abilities as a clairaudient, clairvoyant, and a clairsentient, attuning herself to this higher frequency, along with the effort of those in the spirit world to allow the spirit communication to take place. Woo! Thank God for her. Joanne holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing. Is Reiki certified and is certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy, and holds a certificate of achievement signifying outstanding performance of medium mystic ability. I knew I was going to get that right. Joanne is a member of the International Association of Counselors and Therapists and the American Board of Hypnotherapy. Ah, she's tuned in, she's tapped in, she's turned on, and she's ready to go. And speaking of tapped in, the song we started the show with is McCool Ray, and the title of the song is Tapped In. If you want to find out more about McCool Ray, you can go to Facebook. And now, to find out more about your loved one, let's bring on Joanne. How are you doing, Joanne?
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. It's so nice to have you with us. I'm feeling all the energy in here. I'm like my body's. I'm feeling tingles. I don't know what's going on, but I think you're the one that brought that.
Oh, thanks. I think that music certainly raised the vibration. That was a lovely song.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was co-created and co-produced by all the universal beings who are saying everybody needs to remember that they're love. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. Before I got some couple of questions I want to ask you. For some people know your work and some don't. But before I ask the other question, this is one question I got to ask you. I've read your bio, but who are you? Who is Joanne Gerber?
Well, I am a psychic medium, as you've read. I've been doing this work for 11 years. I don't do hypnotherapy anymore. I don't do past life regressions because my work as being a psychic medium has gotten so busy. I've decided to choose, you know, that path, particularly that in teaching classes. I teach others how to tune in and tap into their psychic and mediumistic abilities on different levels. And I just love the work that I do. I am certified as a research medium. I was certified originally through the University of Arizona Veritas program, which after that certification, I've moved on to work with the Winbridge Institute, which is a institution that certifies mediums through a 9-step process. Mm-hmm. We are involved in research projects, and it's very exciting. I'm also a volunteer for the Forever Family Foundation, which is an organization that helps to also bridge the connection between science and spirituality. They have a radio show called Signs of Life, a weekly radio show where they interview authors, scientists, even mediums that will give messages. And so I volunteer my work as a research medium and with the Forever Family Foundation and helping to bring that bridge together between science and spirituality and also bring healing and closure to those who are grieving.
Yes, yes, so much, so much. And you say you don't do hypnotherapy anymore. I guess if you're going between two worlds, you got enough to handle. Some of us are struggling to deal with one word, one world. Well, it's like, oh, gosh, I can't handle it. You're going back and forth.
Yeah, well, I really love the work that I do, and I couldn't certainly focus on everything. So about 6 or 7 years ago, I made a choice to just do my psychic and mediumistic work and teaching and not get involved with the hypnotherapy work. I would find that when I was doing past life regressions, I was actually going into the past lives with the people, with the clients. I was experiencing them with them, and I knew that, wait a minute here, let me take a look at this again and see what's going on. And, you know, there's just so much out there to tap into. We're surrounded by a world of higher entities that are there to assist us on this earth plane and when we make the transition to the other side. And I just, you know, like I said, I truly love my work. It's my passion. It's my life. It's my ministry. And I continue to evolve with my work, with the work that I do as a research medium and also working with clients, teaching. It's just really, really fascinating. It's been just one wonderful path.
I bet it is. So I want to ask you a couple of questions for the benefit of those who got questions right now. And just for clarity's sake, what's the difference between a medium and a psychic?
Well, that's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. Okay, a psychic, when you request a psychic reading, you're going to see a sensitive who can tune into your energy, the energy that is emitted from your physical presence, your physical being. So the sensitive will read that energy, otherwise known, that energy is otherwise known as the aura or electromagnetic field, which contains information about your past, your present, what's coming forth for you, and sometimes can even contain information about past life, health issues, other information, emotions. A lot, everything is contained in the aura. Everything is emitted in that energy field that surrounds every living being. So in a psychic reading, the psychic will read that energy and bring forth information. As far as a mediumistic reading, a medium mm-hmm. will connect to the energy of a spirit who is no longer in the physical body. So basically the difference is one is living and one is passed on. A psychic mm-hmm. medium, not everybody is a medium. They may have some abilities. However, every medium is a psychic. Because I feel, you know, the way I see it is that psychic ability is a platform to help develop yourself to, with the potential to become a medium. It doesn't mean that everybody mm-hmm. succeeds with that or has the same amount of success. It depends upon their focus and how much they want to learn and practice and tap into the other realm. Some people prefer just to do psychic readings. Others prefer just to do mediumistic readings. With me, mm-hmm. I like both. I work back and forth. I do both psychic and mediumistic readings.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want to ask you is, when people come to you, can they say, well, my mom passed on 3 months ago, a month ago, last year, whatever, I want to contact my mom. Do you tap into the mother, or you just make yourself available to whoever wants to come through?
Well, the truth of the fact is, Adi, is that a medium cannot... No legitimate medium can actually say, okay, I'm going to connect you to Uncle Charlie in spirit. I'm going to connect you mm-hmm. to your mom. There is no way for a medium to actually summons a particular person by request to come and talk. Mm-hmm. On TV, in Hollywood, yes. In real life, no. So everybody watches, you know, Ghost.
Can I dial a loved one, please?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the way I explain it is that they have the dial on their phone. We just have mm-hmm. the receiver. So we don't have the dial. We can't dial a spirit. I wish I could, because that would make my job a lot easier. A lot of times people say, well, yeah, I'd like to connect to my mother. If she comes through, I'd be open to hearing messages from her. Well, I just put the intention out there as if I would, with not knowing who they wanted to connect to, and just wait for it to happen and whoever comes through. But nobody can guarantee that. And a lot of people say, well, how come you can't do that? How come we can talk to the other side, but we can't request certain people to come through? We haven't actually discovered a reason for that, as far as I know, that I'm aware of. You know, it's basically based upon the intention of the medium and what they're putting out there to make the connection for the sitter or the client, and the client's love that connects them to their loved ones on the other side. And a lot of times, spirit is very intelligent. So a lot of times, someone will feel like, you know what, I feel like I need to have a reading. I've never had one. Or I'm going to contact a medium because I saw a medium on TV and it looks like something that might be interesting to do. And, you know, I do believe that loved ones on the other side do have some sort of influence on the physical world with their loved ones here. And, and it may not be a conscious awareness that those people have when they call to make an appointment for a reading, to have a mediumistic reading to connect with loved ones. So it's quite interesting. You know, it's probably one of the most interesting jobs that one could possibly have. And I get to meet a lot of people from all over the world and different backgrounds and that pursue different things in life. And even the spirits that come through can be quite fascinating. It's kind of, to me, it's like turning on the TV and always having something new or interesting to watch. You know, that's the way I look at every reading. It's like, I never know what's going to come through, what's going to happen, what they're going to say, how I'm going to feel. Or even sometimes we don't know the effect it's going to have on that person getting the reading. You know, sometimes I get emails back. I get a lot of emails that say, you know, you did a reading for me a year ago. I won't remember the reading, but you don't know how much it's changed my life, or how, you know, that I really feel closure with my child that passed, or, you know, other things. And, you know, it's just, I get the goosebumps talking about it, because, you know, I really feel, like I said, this is my ministry. We all come into life with a purpose, even though we may not always know what it is. And I just tell people, just follow your heart. If it feels right, just follow your heart. Don't question it. Go with it. You know, if it doesn't intend to harm anybody, especially if it's going to help somebody, you know, go for that out there. Go and try to reach that purpose in life, and if that's not exactly where you're supposed to be, it will change, and you have to trust that.
So true. I was thinking when you said you get to meet a lot of interesting people, I was thinking the same thing you said. It's like, yeah, I bet you do. No, you get to meet interesting people on this realm and in the spirit realm.
Exactly, yes. Yes, lots of people.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Joanne Gerber and Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can also find us on Life Conversations Radio. You'll find everything about us on there. We're going to start taking calls now, but we do advise you, one question. Can't ask about your dog and your dad and your grandfather and if you're going to get married. Well, I don't know. I'll leave out that marriage conversation, but you just one question. Whatever question you ask is on you. One question. So the first caller, let's go to Ross. Ross is calling from New Jersey. Hey, Ross.
This is Rose.
Rose. Okay, Rose. I got Ross here. Okay, hello, Rose. It's you. The rosy one.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Rose.
Go ahead.
Hi, Joanne. Thank you so much. I'm just calling for a general reading, please.
A general reading. Do you have a particular question you want to ask, just for time's sake, because since these are mini readings, a general reading might be a very long reading. So
right.
If you have something particular you'd like me to focus in, maybe an issue, a situation going on in your life, it's for you or connections, please let me know.
Do you see someone new coming into my life or relationship?
Relationship. Okay. You know, as I connect with your energy, Rose, I do feel relationship coming into your life. I also feel something around December or January, and I feel something through a social activity, a social function that's showing me a room full of people. But I also feel that there's still, Rose, I want to say there's still holding on to the past or not being let go of the past. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because I feel like there's still relationship from the past that I feel like I need to kind of say I let go and I let God, but with full intention. You know, it doesn't matter what we say or do, but it really matters about our intention that matters the most, because that's what puts the cement on everything that we say and do, because that's the strongest energy going forth in what we want to accomplish in life, what we want to succeed with, what we want to manifest with. And I do feel like letting go of that, you need to do some work with that. I do feel around your heart, you do have some walls around your heart. This, I feel like I'm taking a step forward, but I'm taking a step back from relationship, as if, you know, I need to work through some trust issues. You understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. But I do feel this is something you've been working on. This is something you've been working on. You are ready to move forward. I do feel that love will come to you when you're ready for this. And I would say to keep working on that and to go out and meet. Don't be afraid to go out there and get involved with those things that are like-minded, that you will find other people that have similar interests to you, Rose. And, you know, I wish you many blessings with that.
Well, thank you so much, Joanne. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
you're welcome.
Thank Bye. You, Rose. Yes, that's a good one. And thank you, Rose, for that. No general questions. That's smart. Specific one question. And our guest is Joanne Gerber. Her email website address is Joanne Gerber. That's JoanneGerber.com. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Roberta.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank
how
you
are
for
you?
Taking my call.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm trying very hard. My question is, my husband was killed 5 months ago.
Your husband, because I felt him around you.
Yeah. I wanted to know if he had any messages, what was his last thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm going
sorry
through
to hear
a big
about
time.
Your husband. I'm so
Thank
sorry
you.
About that. You know, he's telling me it went very fast. I feel like there was no pain in his passing. So there might have been questions around his passing. Was he okay? You know, was he in any pain? I do need to say there's no pain with that. He's a pretty sturdy man as I connect to his energy. He's somebody
mm-hmm.
who I feel that was very strong, strong-willed man, but yet physically strong too.
Yeah.
I feel like he had a great sense of humor as I connect with his energy. Was he the smoker?
A smoker?
Yeah, do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
Okay, somebody's coming through with him, and I'm smelling cigarette smoke, so I know there's someone coming through male energy on the other side that's smoking cigarettes with him, so that's around him. And this may be a father vibration. Would you understand that on his side, father vibration that smoked?
I have no idea about his father. His father died a long time ago.
Okay. But I, as I connect with his energy, I feel like this is the kind of guy that, you know, he would, I feel like I'm a strong person. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. I'm very, you know, if no one's going to hurt my family or hurt me, I feel like I'm very protective about my family. I'm working very hard to achieve in life. I feel that before he passed, he seemed very overwhelmed with things. Was he going through some issues in his life where he felt very overwhelmed, distressed?
A lot of work. He worked a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling, and I kind of feel like I've got all this stuff on my mind, but, you know, I don't necessarily feel that was connected with how he passed. I just feel that, you know, he was going through a lot. He was almost like he had many projects going on all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I want to enforce things with him. I don't know if there's a law connection with him or law enforcement connection. Or connections with somebody who worked in law enforcement. Would you understand
he
that?
He used to be a correction officer.
He used to be a correction officer. Okay, that's why I'm getting the image of a uniform here as I connect with him. And I do feel, you know, I want to say I'm sorry. I want to say as I connect with energy, I'm sorry I didn't say goodbye or I didn't know it was going to happen. Would you understand that?
Yes, he was killed by another truck driver.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Yeah, and I do feel, I want to say I'm sorry I didn't get to say goodbye to you. I'm sorry that I didn't get to see you. I don't know whether, was he on his way to work when this happened? Or
He went to work. He was driving, and he drove a truck also, and another truck driver killed him.
Okay, because he talks to me about work, traveling to or from work when this happened.
Yes.
I feel like, he talks about no one to blame, it was an accident. So I don't feel like it was something that the other person did, you know, any malicious intent or anything. It was some sort of an accident. Interesting, there's a dog coming through on the other side with him. You understand the dog passed?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Sam.
His buddy. He talks about his buddy. This is his buddy, and he might have called him Buddy. But his dog, I want to say Buddy, I keep wanting to say Buddy, that his dog is also coming through with him. That would have passed before him.
He passed right before my husband.
Yeah, he loved that dog. He absolutely loved that dog when he was here. And so he wants to let you know that he's not alone, that he's together. Now, you have his ring, or you wear his ring?
Yes.
Yeah, you have it on now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because he's talking about the ring. I don't know whether you put it on before you called or today. Or.
No, I don't take it off.
Okay, because he's really happy that you have his ring on. I feel it's a way that you connect to his energy. He knows that you talk to him. Jeez, okay. You put something in his pocket? Did you put something in his pocket at the wake of the funeral or something? You put something in his pocket?
No, actually, when I went to go identify him, I went to get his things from his pockets.
Okay, because something about going in his pocket. He talks about going in his pocket. There's a way of going in his pocket. So I need to acknowledge that, too, as well. You understand the connection with, what's he showing me here? Is there a November connection coming up?
That's my birthday.
Your birthday, okay. So I do feel like I need to acknowledge celebration November. I do want to say happy birthday from him. He'll be there for your birthday.
Okay.
I just feel like so much love that he says, you know, I'm protecting you and watching over you from spirit. As I feel like either he said, made a mention one time that, you know, if he went before you, he'd always watch over you. I feel like he actually believed in the afterlife. He might not have talked about it, but he did have his own experiences. So I know that he's around you. I get the chills as I connect with him, and I do feel so much love. And, you know, he is there with you. He has made the transition. He is okay. There is a father figure and a dog with him on the other side, and, of course, I'm sure there's other people there too. But I want you to know that he is okay, and he loves you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Joanne. I really appreciate it.
Okay. You take good care. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Roberta. Wow, what a gift, what a gift, what a gift. I'm really feeling the work you do. What a gift of love. Let's take another call, and let's go to Lisa from Tucson, Arizona.
Hello, and God bless you for your work.
Hi, Lisa.
My heart just goes to the woman that was just talking with you. Mm-hmm. Bless bless you for helping to connect us all.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your blessings.
I was hoping to ask about the energy that is at, on Thursday morning I go into a very part-time position. I've been going there, and I was introduced to a gentleman who has been helpful with one of my, someone very close to me. He's been very helpful in being supportive, and I wondered if there was something more than just his help. Would it go into romance between he and I, or is it just something that I should, you know, leave it as it is?
Okay. I'm sorry. Can I have your... It's Lisa, right, I'm talking to?
Yes, please.
Okay, Lisa, can I have the gentleman's first name? Would you be able to tell me that so I can tune into his energy?
How about...
I know,
you're
like,
what?
Live on the radio. It's a little
bit
difficult.
Like, oh, I don't know about that.
If you don't want to, that's okay. I completely understand. Let me just see what I can, pick up
okay,
on.
Okay, I'll go ahead. What are the chances of someone listening? Jim.
Okay, all right.
That was hopefully.
Okay, as I connect with Jim's energy, God, I feel like such a wonderful, sweet energy from him. I feel like this is a guy who truly would take his shirt off his back for other people. I really like his energy. I want to say, go with the flow. I want to say, take things one day at a time. Try to release expectations with this, because I am feeling that this is a good friendship for you, but you're going to have to stay in touch with him, or you're going to have to work on keeping that connection with him, because he's got a very busy life. I just feel like he gets involved with a lot of things. I feel also a very artistic nature to him. Would you understand that with him?
I that all resonates. I'm still learning a lot about, you know.
Okay.
I'm very grateful for his support.
Yes, and don't be afraid to express that to him and let him know that you're grateful for what he's helped you with. I feel the beginnings of a new friendship. I feel a soul connection. When I say soul connection, I don't necessarily mean twin flame, like you're going to fall in love with him and get married. I'm not saying that's not possible. But right now, I feel just take it slow. He's the type of person who doesn't like to be rushed into things or feel pressured. So you want to give him his own space. Show him good friendship, and he will respond to you in the same way, in the same light. I do feel a spiritual person that I feel like he needs someone to explore his spiritual side with, and this is something you two may be able to embrace in the near future. You understand that? Does somebody work in healthcare or education?
That's me.
That's you? You work in healthcare or education?
It's more in health.
Okay, because I felt something. I got an image of a hospital, then it changed to an image of a school. So I do want to say there's something with schooling coming up, too. So just be aware of that, okay? Then maybe you may need to go and take some classes or certification or complete a degree. But I also see that coming for you, too, okay? But, again, take this relationship with be grateful for it, acknowledge it. You're going to have to be the one that kind of has to keep in touch with him. Like I said, because he's a very busy person, but I do feel very positive about this. But let go of expectations. Let go and let the universe decide where this is going, because he's definitely in your life for a reason.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you, sir, for bringing this to us. This is a very holy connection. I'm listening to the callers, especially. I lost a loved one, and I know they're on the other side. And, you know, just thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa. Many blessings to you on your path.
Yes, indeed. Let's take one more call, and then we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. Let's go to Nitu from Texas, I think that is. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Is that Nitu?
Yes, that was perfect.
Great. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hi,
how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
My question was, I was wondering if you see any new opportunity either coming in relationship or career, whichever one you kind of picked up on first.
Oh, career is really strong for you. Career just lit up for me with you. There's a career change coming for you. And I feel like don't be afraid to embrace your own empowerment. Does that make sense to you? I feel kind of like you're afraid to do something that might be, you feel that everybody else can do it, but you can't. And I need to kind of go in there and reverse that attitude around and say, I can do this, okay? I really feel that, you know, to bring that awareness to yourself that you do have the potential for wonderful success, fabulous success with your career. I see people all around you as if you're training or teaching other people. I see something connected with the business world. Do you understand that?
And not now, but it might make sense later on.
Okay. But you're also, you know, as I connect to your energy, I see a lot of blue in your energy, and I feel you're the type of person who's a good communicator because blue represents good communication skills. It represents the throat chakra in metaphysics. I feel that you're a leader. You're a teacher. There may be also, I'm also getting school around you, too, so there may be something with either working in a school or going back to school. You understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do understand that.
Okay, and I feel, I almost feel like the school has, the school is important in regards to where you're going with your career, too. So I do feel if you have to finish degrees or get some sort of certification to complete that, because by the time you're done completing that, the universe will be ready to help you to manifest that career out there that you truly want. I see traveling with you. Do you, are you connected with New York or the East Coast at all, New York, New Jersey?
I've thought about going over there. Do you see that possibly coming up?
Yes, I do. I do see that. So just be aware I've mentioned that. There may be some opportunities there. I almost feel like I have the succession of events with you with career first, relationship afterwards.
Okay.
And, you're okay. You can be fussy. That's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You can be picky. Don't just take anybody that comes along because you've got more important things going on in your life right now that you need to do first.
That totally makes sense because I'm always picky, but then I was like, I'm never going to get a relationship. I should stop being picky. But no, I understand. Maybe I should stay being picky.
That person will come, believe me. That person will come and that success will come for you with your career. So keep the energy flowing.
Okay, just really quickly, you said with the career, do you pick up more like on medicine or more on a creative end? Because I'm both. So I'm not sure which way I'm leaning towards more.
Well, I want to say that what you will do will affect many other people. You have knowledge to share with others because, like I said, I got this. I saw you in front of a group of people giving a talk. I do feel there may be more with science or medical involved with this.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you have to put your creativity aside. You can use both.
Okay.
Creativity is like the fuel, you know.
Yes.
It's like trying to drive a car without any gas. You know, you know you've got the vehicle, but you've got to power it with something. Creativity is and desire, you know, what you want is your power, is your fuel. So use that to establish and reach your goals in life.
Okay, so you do see me, like, being successful because I just kind of started worrying about, like, things were happening and I didn't think I was going to reach my success.
Yeah,
but you
like I said, you need to take that attitude and throw that away.
Okay.
All right.
I'll definitely
work on that. You got to replace that. You know, we're just creatures of habit. We like to think about worry and doubt because it's so much easier than focusing on the stuff that takes work to do. And you know, we're influenced by all the media and everything around us. People living in fear and talking negatively, and you have to avoid that negative self-talk for yourself and know that that is just something that's not real. It's not tangible. It's you know, it's there to help you learn and grow to embrace the more positive.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. You're very welcome, Nitu. Thank you so much.
Thank you on your path. Thank you.
Oh, wow. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're going to take a break. In that time, you can check out Joanne's website. It is joannegerber.com. Her name, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E-G-E-R
BER.com. You can find out all the work that she's doing, and she's really using her creativity. I love how she broke that down to Netta. You cannot not use your creativity. It is who you are. It is your life force. We're going to take a break, and for those of you who are thinking about calling in, well, when the show ends, you'll still be thinking about it. You better do it now, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Also, you can find Life Conversations Radio on Facebook, and we'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage and make that move and get rid of the echo that we're hearing. Yes, Spiritual Tag Team with Joanne Gerber, and she is connecting you with the love that is always alive, the love that never dies. Let's go forth. Let me do this. Quite a few things going on over here. And while I do that, just check out Joanne's website, joannegerber.com. Let's take a call. Let's go to Kathy in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi.
Kathy? Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Joanne. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Ade.
Hey.
Hey. Great. What's your question? I'm so glad to talk to you. I have a question around my grandfather and a beautiful ring that was passed down to my husband that was lost. And it's just been a big thing for he and I. And I'm just wondering, is it somewhere we're ever going to find it? Is it something we should continue to pursue or put behind us? Or if there's any energy coming from my grandfather about it.
Okay. Kathy, you know, I want to say I can tune into this question psychically. I can't ask your grandfather to help locate a missing object. You can certainly put
right.
it out to him, but unfortunately that's not the way the process works. I want to say I feel like it's been, was there a move or going from one home to another or two homes since this ring was lost?
No. I mean, the only big change was we got new flooring in our bedroom, so we had a big shift of everything in there. But we've been in this house forever.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I want to say, I don't want to say to lose hope and find this, but I'm not getting anything on this. I'm not feeling like it's going to show up anytime soon.
Gotcha.
I almost feel like it's removed from the premises or was lost in a move or moving things around or might have been taken from where it was. But the ring was gone before you had the new flooring put in, correct?
Yes. That's correct.
Yeah, because I just kind of feel like you're going to have to let this go. And, you know,
okay. It's
interesting, but sometimes jewelry can just show up. And sometimes our loved ones can, you know, they can move small objects, and it may be something that you'll find in some strange place at some point. But particularly, I'm not a lost object psychic.
So I
don't usually tune to those things. But, of course, you know, it's just, you know, using my abilities to see what comes up. And I want to say, you know, I don't want to, like I said, I don't want you to lose hope. I don't want to say, no, you'll never find it. But I feel like, you know, let it go for now. Just let it go.
Okay.
Stop worrying about where it is. It may show up in some strange place for you.
Because my husband he has the ability to tap in and get guidance, and it's been something that he's been trying to get guidance on for a long time, and I think it's been very frustrating for him. So maybe, you know, hearing from you that that's just not something that
It's not really something, it's more of a psychic thing. I would not go through the energy of connecting with the grandfather just to find out where the ring is, because most likely I'm not going to get an answer to that.
Okay.
If anything, it's going to come from the mind of the psychic or the intuition of the psychic.
But it's probably best just to let it go.
Because they do mention about things. I'm not saying that they never do that, but I wouldn't use the tool of mediumship as a way to find lost objects. It's not usually the best tool. It's more psychic, and even so with that, like I said, you know, it may show up someday, but, you know, sometimes it's best just to let it go, because no sense dwelling on it. I know it means a lot to you emotionally, but it may just show up someday.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Joanne.
Okay.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right, Kathy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Release and let go, and let's go to Linda from Florida. Linda in Florida. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hi,
yes,
Joanne.
It's you.
Hi, Linda.
I'm so glad. I haven't talked to Joanne in a long time, and I want to thank you before I even ask you my question for sharing your gift with me, Joanne.
Oh, yeah.
I really mean it. Joanne, can you tell me maybe how the outcome is going to be? I didn't want to do this, but I had to submit a report to the state of Florida. I own my home, and it's in the homeowners association, and I did the report on behalf of myself and other homeowners, and it was a very intense report because there is some serious corruption. I have to tell you, a lawyer did the same thing with no prevail. I am not an attorney. I must have rocks in my head to even attempt this. Do you see if how the investigation is going to turn out? Will it be in our favor?
Does this have to do something with the land where the homes are built?
It's a homeowners association, Joanne, and it's our property manager. And the board, there's boards on there. I was on the board. I had to resign. Mm-hmm. There was actually an attorney on the board that had to resign. She actually moved out of here. That's how bad the corruption is. Mm-hmm. She tried to submit a report to the state, and they said not enough evidence. So I worked on this report probably for a year, 189 pages with pictures and everything.
Wow.
I know. And then another 100 pages with email. So I really dedicated myself to this, but I hate being in this negative energy.
Right. Well, I would suggest to you, Linda, you know, the best thing you can do is probably if you're around a lot of negative energy like that, I actually don't feel that things are going to change in the immediate future. I know you put a lot of work into that report, but I got an image of the paperwork just sitting on a desk somewhere as if like it's not a high priority to wherever you sent the paperwork, that it may not even get looked at for a long time. What I would suggest to you, instead of trying to wait for others to change a situation, that you have the empowerment to change that situation yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have some decisions to make, and it may be about moving from where you are. Have you thought about that?
Well, what I was afraid of, if they don't find that my facts were true, this property manager could come back and sue me. So this investigation has to go in my favor, and I was 100% honest.
Well, I don't feel it will go against you, but I don't feel like it will be resolved anytime soon. That's why I said maybe if you're experiencing all these difficulties and negative energy, you may actually want to think about relocating where you're living.
Yes, you're right on that. Joanne,
I don't feel that's going to change, you know, right now. It's like, you know, you're just, it's almost like I feel like I'm at my wit's end, you know, feeling your emotions around this, that, you know, I think I need to find another resolution to this situation.
Okay. Well, I can't move right now, so, okay. So you don't see any resolution, them ever closing the chapter?
I don't see that anytime soon, no. I feel like the paperwork hasn't even been looked at. I don't think you've gotten any acknowledgement that they received this and they were going to review it, or they've reviewed it. I should say they even took any action with it. I just feel like, you know, it's sitting there on a desk somewhere. That's what I'm feeling like.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
No, he sent me four letters.
She did say he's not going to, she doesn't feel like he's going to go against you, so you can just rest in that and trust the process. So you can relax your whole energy about it itself. Rather than create what you want, hold on to the idea that it's going to work out to your good either way, because you're going to be in a much better place.
You're right.
Energetically.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
All right.
You're welcome.
Hey, Linda, thank you. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
It is important to know and not to give our power away no matter what is going on. Then let's keep going on to the next caller, because the line is packed. Those of you on the phone line, if you want to ask Joanne a question, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Now, there are a lot of people on here, but it's all about your intention. Press 1 on your keypad, and we'll get to as many calls as we can before the time is time to do something else. Let's go to Aaron calling from Florida. We got Aaron from Florida. Oh, no, that's not Aaron from Florida. Wait a minute. No, I just finished Aaron, Florida. That's what it was. Let's go to Trisha. Trisha from Boston. Ah, your home, all close to your hometown, right? Joanne,
yeah.
There you go. Let's go to Trisha. Hello, Trisha.
Hello. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi, Trisha. I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I actually changed my question while I was waiting. I was going to ask you for, because I know there's only one question I was going to ask you about a connection for my mother. But actually, what's more concerning to me is I have two sons. They're both adults now. They're both disabled. And my husband and I are trying to set them up in their adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both struggling. And I'm really concerned about what the future is going to hold for them. And if I'm wondering if you see any positive changes coming in their future.
Can I have the two names, please?
Brian and Sean.
Brian and Sean. Okay. And I do feel that I feel good, positive energy. I feel like Brian is a very persistent energy. He doesn't like to give up very easily. You understand?
Yes.
And, you know, Sean is more of a lighter energy to me, feeling like Brian protects Sean or Brian helps to motivate Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Brian is the leader of the pack.
Yes,
so
yes,
speak.
That's true.
Yeah, and but I do feel, you know, I feel they're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's some quirks about living situations to work out. Is one of them looking for new housing or looking to or something about getting them into a housing program or something?
Yes, that's my youngest, Sean.
Yeah, okay. So I do feel that that's going to work out positive. There's going to be some wait time, but just be patient with that. And I'm feeling positive energy around both of them, actually. And I do feel that Sean's more quieter.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
I feel Brian is kind of like the voice here. He's
mm-hmm.
the one who's really out there in the world, and, you know, he doesn't hold back, I want to say.
Right.
Which is a good thing. And I also feel that, you know, Brian wants to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
Brian likes to help other people.
Yes.
I don't know what he's doing, but he wants to get involved with helping other people. Where I feel Sean is more good with working with his hands and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leave him alone, let him be quiet, and let him do his work. That's what I feel like. He needs the quiet to focus. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I want to say remain positive and have faith and trust and hope, because I do feel that things are going to be okay with them.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Joanne.
Some of the knots you've had in the past are becoming unknotted.
That's happening as they're getting older, hopefully.
Yeah, and you're going to hear something. There's going to be good news that's going to come in the form of a document, like an email or a letter, something that's written out. You may be waiting for a response about something, and then just be patient. That will come before the holidays.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, thank you very much, Joanne.
It's some sort of acknowledgement or something, so just be aware of that, okay?
Okay, I will. I'll watch out for that. Thank you.
All right, Tricia, thank you for calling. Nice
all right, bye, Joanne.
Yes, yes, yes. And Joanne, quick question. Would you take questions from the chat room? Does that help?
Or
they have
sure,
to be on the phone?
I can take a question from the chat
room. Okay, cool. We're going to take a phone call now, and then after this phone call, we'll go to a question. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go to Celeste. Celeste wants to ask a question about connect with her brother. Well, go ahead, Celeste.
Yes. Hi, Joanne. I'm wondering if you can feel my big brother, Greg. And if not him, the energy around me at this moment.
Okay, what is your name, please?
Celeste, but he knows me as Sean. I don't know if that makes a difference to you.
He knows you as Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Big brother, meaning this is not a connection biologically, but somebody you call your big brother?
No, it's my biological brother.
Okay.
He's half-brother, though, but we don't talk like that.
Okay. Let me just see if I can make a connection for you with that. Hold on a second here. Oh, okay. You know, I feel as I connect to Greg's energy, he was somebody who was I want to say the word fearless. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fearless, adventurous, fearless. He would be the type that, you know, if you played a game of truth or dare, he would definitely do the dare. You understand? That's the way he comes across to me.
Yes.
I feel like I want to say rebel with his own cause. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Would you understand a tattoo with him?
No.
Or somebody doing a tattoo in his memory?
Oh! Oh, my God! Not on the other side, but our nephew...
Only
on the earth plane. Nobody
that's
on the other side with tattoos.
That's what I'm talking about. Some sort of a tattoo in his memory, or someone that just had a tattoo connected with him. Would you understand?
Oh my. Okay. What I'm getting is, oh my God, did I just flash blank on my Brandon? I'm getting Brandon. That's my nephew who does tattoos. He's an artist. He's phenomenal in Atlanta.
Okay, did he do something in memory of Greg or a recent tattoo, or you talked to him about getting a tattoo or something? There's some
I got it. Okay, I joke with my nephew about wanting to get a tattoo, and he always says no.
Okay.
So I guess I'm getting a no from the other side. Ouch.
No, it's not a no from the other side. Don't assume that. There's something
okay.
Which is aware of that conversation. This is an awareness
God.
For you, okay? He's aware of the recent conversation or something about the tattoo. Because he's showing me tattoos, like I'm looking at tattoos in a book. Like I want to pick a tattoo or have a custom tattoo made, put someone's name on it. That's what he's showing me here, okay?
Oh, my gosh, okay.
He liked the outdoors. He shows me outdoors. So I feel like he might have liked to work outdoors. You understand?
Yes, he did.
And
he also drove a truck, too.
Yeah, there's something with tools or working outdoors or liking to use his tools. I feel like this is someone who was a hands-on type of guy. He wasn't that old when he passed. I feel like, was he just in his late 20s or early 30s when he passed?
Yes.
Okay, because he comes through. I want to say he went very quickly. I want to say he went fast. I feel like I'm getting a phone call, and he went very fast. But I do want to say that he's around you. He's always watched over you when he was here on the earth plane, and he is doing that from the spirit side of life. He is your wings. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I need to say he is your wings, as in like angel wings, or your angel, your guardian angel. That's the way he wants to say it. He's your wings. That you were, when he was here on the earth plane, that you counted on him for strength. I do feel that he's there with you from the other side to give you that strength, too, as well. Interesting. Okay. Do you like camping? This is interesting.
Not that I know of.
Okay. He shows me the woods. Like I'm walking through the woods, or I like to go camping, or
we have woods behind our apartments, and we used to play in the woods when we were kids.
Okay. Because there's some memory about the woods. I'm just getting the woods, so I need to acknowledge that. Okay. So there's memories or something where he wants you to remember the good times that I feel with that. And you have his truck, or there was an issue around his truck?
I don't have it.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the truck, but he did used to drive a truck, and he was a garbage, you know, he did garbage trucks too. So there are trucks in his life, and he's
okay. Okay, but I'm feeling more of like a personal use truck, or he drove a truck, or had a truck, or something with the truck here. There's a connection too. Okay, let me just see what else he's saying here. Would I want to? Why would he show me October? Was there just a birthday that is past or is coming up?
October.
Yeah, he's connecting with the month of October.
Well, I wonder if he's connecting with Halloween. That's my favorite holiday.
Okay. Was it something that you'd remember doing things with him during Halloween, or that was just special time to hang out with him or something?
Yes, it was a special time.
He loves October. He loves October. He's telling me there's a very strong positive connection with the month of October.
Wait a minute. What did you say, harvest?
I'm sorry?
Did you say hate? I heard an H word.
No, he said there is a, I am feeling that he's very connected with October being a time that's special for him, or he really liked the month of October.
Yes, yes.
Mm. You have his pocket knife or his knife?
I have a knife, but not his.
Okay, because he shows me a knife. Do you understand the connection with the knife?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I just need
to. I don't carry it.
Okay, but you understand the importance of the significance of the knife?
Yes, for protection.
Okay, because I do feel he's acknowledging that. I don't know if that belonged to somebody in the family, or he's just, you've been like, I don't know if you carry it with you or something, but I do feel I need to acknowledge that.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Was there also a connection with either Tennessee or travel to Tennessee or country music with him?
I just saw Shirley Caesar, but that's gospel. He met her.
Well, there's something he shows me, like the Grand Old Opry, or he liked country rock or something here. Or
yes, him cracking on me. That's me.
You like country rock?
I like country music. I like rock music, and he used to pick on me about it all the time.
Okay, okay. yeah, all right. What are you saying here?
Oh, my God. Jillian, you're good.
okay. He says he has coffee with you. Would you understand that?
Did you say coffee?
Coffee. He liked his coffee.
Yes, yes.
Or he's been having coffee with you, or you sit and have your coffee and talk to him.
I do.
Okay, because he enjoys the coffee time with you. I need to acknowledge that.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know whether you used to sit with him before work or something, but or whether you sit there with your coffee before you go to work, but there's something like in the morning, I'm feeling coffee time. He's there to share that connection with you. He knows you talk to him. You've been sorting the pictures, he says, the pictures.
Yes.
The pictures. You've been looking through old pictures. There's baby pictures. There's young pictures. I see like a baby with a wiffle, like a young toddler with a wiffle, and I feel like that was him. You understand?
I understand.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, he's very happy. He was also quite patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
He shows me a flag.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he would have liked to maybe hang a flag out or been patriotic or liked, you know, maybe supported our troops or something where he's involved with patriotic things.
Yes.
I just feel someone who had a lot of pride and in his life, and though he had a lot of issues going on, he had some times in his life where things were very difficult, where he liked to drink a little bit too much. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
And but he says he thinks he realizes now what everything that he should have done when he was here, but that you know he's okay. That there are people. There's also a gentleman's vibration who I feel is a grandfather connected with him on the other side, and I also feel a younger passing, someone that passed before him that would have been connected to him. Maybe a friend. They're showing me a motorcycle, and I don't know if you would understand either your brother being connected with a motorcycle or somebody passing from a motorcycle accident.
Who's on the other side now?
Yes.
Uncle Jay! Uncle Jay died in a motorcycle accident!
Okay, but this person would have died before him, and I feel like he met up with him on the other side.
Oh,
he's trying to tell you he's not alone. I also hear Joe. Would you understand Joe? Say hi to Joe or acknowledging Joe.
I don't have that. No, I don't know Joe, but I'll concentrate. I'll see after
it might come later, so just, you know, don't dwell on it. Just keep in mind that I did mention that. Let me just see what else. And I do need to talk about the month of August too. He's talking about August. Connected with the birthday or passing.
Nothing at this moment, Joanne,
okay,
but
well,
I'll see what comes up
about
later.
About that, okay? And it may be connected with Joe in August, so just remember I mentioned that, okay?
August is when I left my relationship of 11 years.
I don't think that's what he's referring to, particularly. I think
he's
feeling more birthday or passing. But he takes he liked to draw, or he liked to doodle, or he had some artistic ability. He's drawing a heart around you. And I feel like that's the way he's sending his love to you. You understand? He says, don't try to fix the computer. Call somebody. You understand?
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm on the radio. Yes.
Yes, you are.
But, yes.
Okay.
I got it.
You've been having a problem with the computer, and you've been trying to fix it. It's been frustrating you. He says, call somebody to help you fix it. He's very funny.
Ajay, don't laugh. Ajay, do not laugh.
Okay, I try not to laugh.
He knows exactly what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. So I do want to say, you know, he leaves you with so much love, and, you know, when you think about him, it's also your way of connecting with him. Remember, our connection with the other side is through the energy of love. It's also a telepathic connection. So, you know, he says he drives with you in the car, that you need to stop speeding, too. You understand?
Well, I don't drive.
Who's in a hurry?
But I am always in a hurry.
Okay, because he says you're going too fast. Slow down.
Yes. Thank you.
All right? So
I got
remember
it.
That, okay? Don't go too fast. Don't try to do too many things at once, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, like I said, keep thinking about him and talking to him, because he can feel your love. And I leave you with his love and blessings.
Joanne, thank you so much.
All right, Celeste.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. This show is brought to you by Kleenex. No, they didn't give nothing. I wish they did. Next time we bring Joanne on, we're gonna have Kleenex to sponsor this show.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Let's go to a question in the chat room. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team. Spiritual Tag Team takes place the first Wednesday and second Wednesday of the month. And Joanne is with us this second Wednesday. Let's go to a question in chat room real quick. Nahali wants to know her husband. She wants to know about her husband's work. He works a contract. It will be up in 8 weeks. And she wants to know if he will be reassigned because of the contractor.
Contract's up in 8 weeks. What's her name, please, again?
Her name is Nahali. That's the username, but her real name is Sylvia.
I don't need that. That's okay.
Okay.
Okay, let me just turn into this here. I feel 8 weeks, but then I feel there's an interim where he'll be maybe out of work for a couple of weeks, but something else comes about. Something else comes about, but the strongest opportunity doesn't come until the spring. I'm feeling maybe late March or April. April feels like, I feel like something around, I want to go into between March 28th and April 6th. It feels like an energy of something, an opportunity that's going to be more prosperous or will bring more happiness, bring more security. So hang in there. That's what I want to say. Be patient.
Be patient. Yes, be still and know that all is well. Let's go to Aisha in Atlanta.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this, please?
How are you today? This is Aisha.
Aisha. Hi, Aisha. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you for being here.
Sure. Thank you. And what can I help you with?
So all year, really, I've been feeling I need to leave the cold and go someplace tropical for the winter months. And I keep meeting this resistance with myself, which is saying, especially now because I've had some things happen. I had an accident and some other things come up. So I've had this other resistance saying, no, you need to sit still and you need to plant some seeds so next harvest season you're not starving. So I've just been really confused here recently this week more than anything.
I think you should go and spend some time at this tropical place. I think it would be good for you. It would be like a spiritual rejuvenation. That's what I'm seeing around you. You need that peace and quiet. You've been very overwhelmed lately. I don't feel the situation right now is going to change right now. I do feel it's going to take some time for that to change, but in the meantime, you do need, I feel like if you go and come back, you'll come back with almost like a new light. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You also have family there. There's something about visiting family.
Not that I know of. Maybe it's family, extended family, or someone I'll meet.
Okay. Okay, because I feel the connection, a very close connection with where you want to travel to, with someone you can connect to that will help to bring you some peace and bring light into your life.
I have a few places in mind. I haven't quite made a hardcore decision.
Does one of them include, like, the island of St. Thomas or St. Croix?
I hadn't thought about either. Well, actually, I have a friend that is in St. Croix, but I hadn't thought about those islands.
Well, think about that connection, because there's something there with that person. This is definitely where someone is that you know, that it's going to be a good connection for you, and I feel it'll be good, a good spiritual retreat for you. You need to unwind. You need to unwind so you can come back with a refreshed approach to everything. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
it does.
And back to write again. I'm feeling writing around you. Did you still like to write, or you were writing for a while?
Yeah, I still love to write, and I'm
trying
to
finish
this book.
And do some writing while you're away. I feel like you'll be inspired to do some writing.
Thank you. That resonates.
Okay, Aisha. Thank you for calling. I wish you
No, thank you for being here and taking my call. Have a good day, and thank you, Ade and Betty.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. You're listening to Spiritual Tags. And we're going to take a quick break and then allow Joanne to take a sip of water, whatever she needs to do to stretch, because she does need a break, a little retreat. So we'll be right back here listening to Spiritual Tags, Tim. And we're trying to get, we're not going to get everybody, so I'm not even going to say that. But we're going to get who needs to be gotten. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ooh, can you feel the love? Can you feel the joy? Even if we don't get to your question, one thing you should get from this, that your loved ones are with you. I understand that you want to make your own personal connection, but maybe you'll... Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm leaving that alone. I like to give to everybody, but something I've got to pull up. Let's take... I think we're only going to have time for one more call now. Let's go to Lynn as we shine the light and love on her. And thank you, Ricky Bias. Let's go to Lynn from Rhode Island.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi. Who is this again, please?
My name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm okay. I lost both my parents in the last couple of years and my mom in the past few months. And I'm just wondering if either one is coming through.
Okay. As I connect with your energy, Lynn, I did feel a female vibration with Dad standing behind, and I feel like I want to say that Mom liked to do all the talking in the family. You understand?
Yes.
Dad's more quiet because Dad's right behind Mom. He was there to help her cross over. But I do feel Mom tells me she was very ill when she passed.
Yes.
I feel like I'm in the hospital, I'm in nursing care, that I'm having a hard time trying to get the words out. Does that make sense, prior to her passing?
Yes.
I feel like I want to say to you she's okay. It's important that you know that she loves you very much, that she is okay. She's quite the character. I feel like Mom liked to keep busy all the time when she was well. She was not someone just to sit at home and watch the world go by. She had to be out there participating, you understand?
Yes.
And I feel like someone I want to go out and I want to have fun with. I feel like very down to earth. I feel like non-judgmental with you. You could trust her. You could tell her everything, and you know she would listen to you and she would talk to you. She gave you the best advice you could even ask for. And I feel definitely a strong motherly love. She was more worried about leaving you. I don't know if you're the youngest daughter, the only girl, the only child. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I was the only one left. My sister passed
okay.
a few years ago, 6 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So Mom was concerned about not letting go because she didn't want to leave you alone. You understand that then? You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I feel like, you know, she saw you when you were with her before she passed. I feel like I can let go now because she was here. You understand? She knows that you touched her. I feel like you touched her skin. Her skin is very soft. And you bent over and you gave her a kiss. And know that she knows that you did that. You understand?
Yeah, I had to leave and I told her to wait for me. And when I got back, she passed.
Yes, and she waited for you to leave to pass because she had to see you before she passed. She didn't want you to be there, so know that that's why, okay, because that's something she didn't want you to remember. A lot of times, you know, we remember right at the passing, if we were there or right before someone passed. Usually someone will step out of the room at the hospital and the person, their loved one, will pass away because they don't want you to remember that. They want you they want you to remember the good times, but... Geez, okay. And Mom, she liked to shop for things. I feel like I'm shopping, but I'm not throwing anything away. You understand?
No, that's me.
That's you?
And
okay.
She always would tell me that, to stop shopping.
Okay. And you like to go to the flea market, so the antique
market? She liked the flea market.
Okay,
yeah.
You're showing me this big flea market. I feel like I'm getting the best bargains in the world here.
Oh,
and I like my watches.
Yeah.
I like the watches I'm buying. You understand about the watches? Are liking to buy watches.
Oh, I don't know about that, but we're all finding all kind of stuff in our house that she did have, you know, 20 blow dryers and...
Oh, okay. 10 of everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way I feel about it. I have a lot of stuff, and, you know, you never know who's going to use it, so why not keep it? Was she Italian?
Yes.
Yeah, because I felt an Italian connection. I felt like somebody on the other side that met her crossing over was speaking Italian, and it might have been like a grandmother or possibly...
Her grandmother, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I feel, and also I want to say aunt, like either grandmother's sister or mom's sister over there. There's an aunt vibration. I'm not sure if it's direct connection with Mom or if it's more like a great aunt, but they like to talk Italian. They weren't too fond about speaking English. They like to talk Italian amongst themselves. You understand? Okay. Also, New York, and I need to connect to New York. Like, there's memories of traveling to New York or going to see relatives in New York. Do you understand that? Okay. She shows me New York, so I want you to be aware of the upcoming trip or visitation from New York. There's a
okay.
New York connection here. And there may have been something going back, because I do feel she has shown me a memory of this. So driving in the car to New York or New Jersey, we're going through New York, I'm going over the bridge, and I feel like I need to acknowledge that. So just remember where there might be a memory of that, okay?
Okay.
Interesting. And Mom, I feel like when she was here, she liked her garden. She had a garden where I'm growing fresh vegetables. And I don't know if Dad took care of the garden or Mom and Dad took care of the garden. You understand that?
No.
All right.
They would grow, like, just herbs and stuff. Yeah, they did
okay.
do herbs.
All right. Well, there's something about taking care of the garden, and I feel like Mom used to cook with her harvest from the garden. I feel like she liked to cook. You understand?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Is there also, I need to connect to Paul or somebody by the name of Paul here or past?
Not that I know of.
All right, just be aware I mentioned that, okay?
I will, yeah.
I know the connection's there, but you may not understand that this time, so just be aware I mentioned about the Paula connection, okay?
Okay.
Interesting. All right, she says you have her jewelry, or you've put her jewelry away. You understand Mom's box of jewelry? She liked her jewelry.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether you wear it. She liked her costume jewelry, too. She had a little bit of both. She had nice jewelry, and then she had some costume jewelry. I feel like I have a pendant on a chain. You have that pendant, or you wear that pendant or that medallion?
I have it, yes.
Yes, okay. All right, let me see what else she's saying here. All right. And why do I want to connect with the March connection? I want to talk about a birthday or passing, the month of March.
I don't know.
All right. Just remember I mentioned the March connection to you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to get a piece this together afterwards, okay? I think
I probably will. I'm so nervous.
That's okay.
Nothing coming through from my dad at all.
Well,
can only do one question, darling.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't give you everybody on this, unfortunately. I do acknowledge that he is there, but is Dad the smoker?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm smelling the tobacco smoke as he's coming through. So
yes.
I'm not saying that the smoker is on the other side. I mean, I'm not saying that there is smoking going on the other side, but that's the way I can smell my office. It's smelling like tobacco smoke. So I know Dad liked to smoke his tobacco or smoke his cigarettes. Did he also like to go to the horses?
Oh, yes, he was a gambler.
Yeah, because he's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's got a book in his hand. He's circling. I feel like he's circling numbers of horses.
Oh, my God, that's exactly what he did.
Okay, because I want to say he's showing me that this is something he enjoyed. Not to say, people say, well, do they have horse tracks on the other side? I don't think so, but, you know, they may.
Right.
But I can only go, they project these images to the mind of the medium so that I can use information to identify your loved ones on the other side to show you that, hey, you know what, I'm still doing the same thing on the other side. I'm enjoying my life here. It's not bad. It's not a bad place. We're at peace. You know, I've got, who had the cat the past, too? Did you lose a cat?
No, we didn't like cats.
Ooh,
I don't know what that's connected to.
Well,
I don't know.
There's a cat, and did you adopt a cat for a short time when you were younger? I had a cat for a short time because I feel like a short duration with this pet, and I just want to acknowledge the cat. I feel like a darker colored cat, like a black and gray. So just keep that in mind here. Someone had
okay.
a cat because the cat.
Okay.
But I do want to say that Dad and Mom are together. I want to say they're getting along better than ever. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. I feel like they agreed to disagree when they were here on the earth plane, but Dad is saying we're getting along better than ever, so don't worry about us. I want you to be okay and go forward with your life and be okay with everything. They always were concerned whether you would be okay. You understand? I also
yes.
feel they're very proud of you, so there's something new in your life, either a new career or you might have moved or something since they passed, that they feel that they're very proud about how you took care of everything and what you're doing now. So I do want to say that your sister is there too, and was she very ill when she passed? I'm not getting a real strong connection, but I feel someone coming through that's coughing to me.
She was very ill, yes.
Yeah, and coughing. I feel like I've got maybe fluid in my lungs or something in my chest.
My mother was choking before she passed.
Your mother was, okay.
Yeah.
I'm coughing, but it doesn't mean that that's what's happening now. I'm going back
right.
to what happened before they passed. Know that
yeah.
they don't take their physical symptoms with them to the other side, that those are things that we leave here in the physical and we remained all in spirit, all energy on the other side. So I want to leave you with all their love and blessings and many blessings to you on your journey.
Okay, thank you so much, and same to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow, that's funny. I was trying not to laugh, Joanne, when you talk. It's not that they're smoking on the other side. I mean, come on.
Smoking,
we don't want people
they're gambling,
smoking,
they're...
drinking, and betraying one another, doing things.
It's so funny
because
they make me laugh, you know, when they come through with that, Adi. You know, they make me laugh, and I think that's wonderful because it brings through their true personality.
Yes, indeed. Tamara, Mary Lou, Jennifer, Anthony, hold on. We got something for you and all the others who are trying to get through. We can't take any more calls, but hold on. We got something for you. Joanne, I can't thank you enough. Word doesn't even convey what I'm feeling for who you are, what you're doing. And as I listen here, it's just my heart is just so full. Just when people make connection. And I don't know if you could do this real quick, the whole thing about connection, because though we hear about making the connection, but we sometimes feel like we can't make that connection. Is there things you can do to feel the love of a loved one before you go?
Yes, just thinking of them, like I said, and the energy of spirit is very subtle. So it could be just a chill. It could be seeing their name on a billboard, a license plate, a street sign, you know, someone that looks like them, just hearing a song that reminds you of them. Spirit has many, many different ways to communicate. Sometimes when we try too hard, we're missing the messages. So let go, like I said, my favorite expression, let go of expectations and let the natural divine flow of love touch your heart, and you'll be able to share those experiences as well with your loved ones.
Wow. Thank you for the gift of life, the gift of love you shared with us, Joanne. I truly, truly, Betty and I really appreciate your gift, who you are, and the work you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed the show, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. If you want to find out more about Joanne, you can go to her website. Actually, it's not if you want to. I mean, come on. It's not even an if. You want to find out more. You want to book an appointment. It is Joanne Gerber. That's JoAnneGerber.com. Find out more. Go book your appointment now because you might have to wait till next year. She's a busy woman. She's traveling between worlds. Of course she's busy. But more importantly, she's more than busy. She's being about the isness of love. So she's taking care of her own business. What's your beingness? What are you here to do? What are you here to share? How is your life transforming other people? Those of you waiting in line, we've got some announcements for you, so hold on. So check out Joanne's website. Go to our website because we've got some guests coming up. We've got some mediums coming up. And the key is, we can't stress this enough, you have to call in early. You have to call in early. But, you know, we'll get to who we need to get to. Our website is lifeconversationsradionetwork.wibbly.com. lifeconversationsradionetwork.wibbly.com. WEBLY.com. So check that out. We're also on Facebook. You can find Joanne on Facebook as well. And we, as I said at the beginning of the show, we have Tom Zumba joining us. October 18th, he's going to talk about dealing with grief. You may not be in a place to connect yet. You're still in pain. You're still numb. You're still maybe mad at God, at your loved one, your mother, your father died. You know, Tom will be here to assist you. And Tom is bringing his experience. He lost his wife, his children. I mean, almost like, well, I think it's 2 years, 3 years back to back or something. And he went through that moment of literally he died. And now he's learned from that experience and helping people find peace, find love. So you can connect with the love and remember the love no matter what. That's one thing we need to hold on to, the love. In spite of what's going on in the world, hold on to the world. And when you hold on to the love, you can just let go for everything else. You can just say, I trust love, even though I may be feeling something different. And so let me tell you, we have Tom coming October 18th. And October 19th, no, what am I talking about? Too much going on in my head, that's what it is. Okay, let me release and let go and center myself. October 18th, we have Tom Zumba coming. And then October 27th, is that correct, Betty? Let me check my chat room here. Betty's having some computer issues. Yeah, it's October 24th. We have Corby Mitlead. She's going to be joining us. She's a medium as well. So, you know, we'll bring you different people. It's about supporting you to be the change you want to see. And so make sure you favorite Life Conversations Radio or follow Life Conversations Radio. Find us on Facebook so you can get regular updates. And as I said earlier, we also have Durin Virtue coming, but don't tell anybody. No. Let them tell whoever they want to tell. Okay, you can tell whoever you want to tell. Durin Virtue is coming, and we got Lisa Williams coming, and we have other things. You know, we mix it up. We deal with the spirit realm, and we deal with this planet realm. How you deal with things. We're going to be talking about beauty. We're going to be talking about transformation. Just people who are supporting others to live their best life, because that's really what it's about. And you know, above all, remember that you have a gift. You were here to make a difference. From all the readings you heard today through Joanne, it's a remembrance, a connection. Connection is so important. So while you're alive, while you're on this side, make real connections so that you leave your loved ones with memories rather than pain, rather than them being pissed. Leave them with memories that when you are gone, they will be grateful for who you are. You heard some of the listeners today, how they were crying and laughing because of some of the things Joanne shared with them. Take that as a lesson. Leave your loved ones with something that they're going to remember you by. We're getting ready to release the show. We totally, completely love you, appreciate you, and we thank God for you. My God, what a show. I am so, so, so grateful. I'm grateful to be able to do this. Joanne talked about her work as a ministry. I so get it. I tell people, this is a ministry disguised as a radio show. It's so much more. Behind the laughter, there's some serious business going on. Let your love flow. Let your light shine. Anything else, Betty, that I need to say? Let me go in here. See, I got to check. I got to get... Oh, Betty's not even here now. She left me. I'm all by myself. No, I'm connected to her. Let's see. Anything I want to share with you? Well, yeah, if you follow us on Blog Talk Radio, like us and all the other good stuff that we do to stay connected, you'll get regular updates. I am grateful. I am grateful. Let's find a song to release this show. And, you know, you can listen to the show again. It's going to be archived. You can download it. Listen to it. Here's a thought. This just thought came to me. Somebody's loved one is talking through me. I think I can do it. No, but really, those of you that we didn't get to, just listen to the show again and ask your loved one to send you a signal. You know, you might hear something that didn't come out the radio, but you will hear something deep in your heart, you know, because love is always present. So with that said, be love, be still, and be yourself. More importantly, be authentic. Let's find a beautiful song to release the show on. Let's see. So much song, so much to share. Something lovely. Oh, I know. This is what I'm going to share with you. Where is it? You know, ultimately, this is what we need to do. And even if you don't get it now, you will later. I feel like, let me go back down. Stay with me. I'm having to look through my files. I was going to play another song called I Release and Let Go, but I'm going to play one called Trust Love, because that's just where I was sent to. I keep feeling there's something else I need to say, but I don't know what it is, so just find the music. Here we go. Where is it? There we go. Found it. Okay, so for those of you we didn't get to, those of you listening on the archive, those of you who listen regularly, Trust Love. Trust Love. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime, Standard Time, whatever time. But 12 p.m. Eastern, we'll be here. And yeah, so grateful for you. Whatever you're doing, whatever's going on in your world, trust love. Love will have final word.
that we are to be the perfect givers of love and receivers of love, and love will have the final word. No one ever loses when one trusts love, for love is something that will not ever fail. Love is the essence of the spirit that is known by always giving. Love always sees the truth beyond the appearance that is showing. Love judges not, and love renews. Yes, love renews. Love is a healer. Oh, yes, it is. Love loves to love. Love loves to love. And we'll keep on being loved. And we'll keep on being loved. This is its holy way. So trust.
Different question, which is, in a tape about 2 or 3 years ago, you said two people came forth together with the agreement that one might die early, and for the purpose of them learning that there is no such thing as death.
It happens all the time. Some of you come forth intending very fast, brief, explosive, delicious experience. You cannot evaluate or judge the quality of a life by its length.
My question is, who is it that learns? that learns that information.
Well, that is always that experience in the case that we are talking about, and there are many such mm-hmm. cases. The benefit is to the physical humans that remain beyond, who now have born within them a stronger than ever desire to understand the relationship between the physical and the non-physical. Because the one who makes the transition knew it and mm-hmm. knows it instantly. In other words, in that transition, in that which you call death, there is not such thing. We prefer to call it croaking. It is so disrespectful.
Yeah, right.
If when someone croaks or when someone makes their transition into non-physical, what happens is they reemerge instantly in the pure positive non-physical energy. And the benefit in the example that we were giving is that then often those who are remaining physical in their desire to maintain relationship with their dearly departed, often that gives birth to a desire that eventually leads them to an understanding that there is no separation between that which is physical and that which is non-physical. And that is always what that intention is about, to soften mm-hmm. that line. You see, as we talk to you here, mm-hmm. we refer to you as in your physical bodies, and we are expressing that you are non-physical energy expressing. In the beginning, because so many physical beings did not understand that they are extensions of non-physical energy, they think that there may be afterlife. They want to believe that, but very few really have any strong sense of what that is all about. And so we began to speak in terms of the physical you and the non-physical you, wanting to sort of get your attention to begin to look at yourself through different eyes than you were accustomed to seeing yourself. Most physical beings do not fully understand what we mean when we say you are non-physical energy expressing through this body. You are eternal beings. Ah, eternal beings. It's hard to get your thoughts around a word or a feeling like that, isn't it? You think about it. You are eternal beings, which means you are forever and ever. There must be way more before you than there could ever be behind you. We are all eternal beings, you see. Mm-hmm. But in your physical environment where there is this decided birth and death, what that gives you is a platform or a focal point. What the earth experience is a framework where more perceivers are at the same time perceiving similarly. In other words, you have your physical senses, so you've come to a similar conclusion, which gives you a platform to leap from. And so when someone who is in your midst, even though every one of you know without exception that you're all going to make that transition, still you are not understanding what it is. You do not understand in the eternalness of it that it is not different from walking out of this room and into the next.
Mm-hmm.
In the eternalness of it, there is not a lapse in consciousness. In other words, you continue to be that which you are. The death thing is an uncomfortable subject for so many of you. Think almost as soon as you are born, they begin warning you about it. Watch mm-hmm. out, that could kill you. Watch mm-hmm. out, that could kill you. And when they say it, you can tell they really mean it, and what they mean can't be good. And so right away you start tensing against it. What do you do as a society? When you find some rascal that you deem really, really, really horrible, you give him the death penalty. In other words, you do not give him the reward of death. If physical humans understood death, you would not give it to them. Really, you do everything you could to keep them alive as long as possible. And so what we meant when we say that sometimes mm-hmm. you come forth with the intention of having an emphatic experience and an early reemergence in the non-physical, it is almost always because there is some former agreement to put this death thing in proper perspective. And very often when somebody old who's lived a long life, who got really ornery, who practiced all kinds mm-hmm. of resistance, who's pretty well pinched off well-being, who's sort of limping around and not having a very good experience, when they die, when they croak, you say, well, it was for the best. Because it's a better alternative than living. And mm-hmm. for the most part, that's the way you approach death. In other words, you do not welcome death as you welcome any new adventure. Instead, you dread it, dread it, dread it, dread it. And that's why so many of you bring yourself into states of enormous decline before you will allow the death experience, because then you're choosing the lesser of what you consider to be two evils, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Where sometimes the non-physical energy says, let's go forth and put death into its clear perspective. And so when someone young and bright and in the prime of their life or very early in experience makes their transition, then with those that are left behind, it is a human perspective of I lost my loved one, or I've been left behind. From that vantage place of being left behind, sometimes a desire is born to understand or to make the connection, and very often that is the catalyst. Often in a gathering even such as this, as you talk to people afterward, they will say to you that the reason I began my deliberate search of understanding my relationship with God or my relationship with Source or my understanding of the non-physical was because someone that I cared very deeply about made their transition and my thoughts turned there.
Okay. Now what we learn then, as the person leaves, and you said it increases the desire on the part of the person left behind to learn this and to understand it.
To understand connection between two.
Then later, another rebirth incarnation starts off at this new higher level, and that's in a sense how we learn as a environment, a species.
Well, give us a little bit more. What do you mean by this new higher level? From what perspective?
That more people now understand the concept of there is no death. So then when a new person comes in or reincarnates, that is more of a ground of being from which knowledge is more disseminated throughout the world.
Well, here's the thing we want you to realize is that while everything is expanding and while certainly there is benefit for all from every experience that is lived, the non-physical energy already understands that. In other words, there is not one of you that will be separate from that reemergence into pure positive energy. And so it's not like you have to go through the death experience in order for the spirit to understand it. The spirit understood it. The spirit knows it. It is for the benefit of those who are still remaining physical to understand it so that they can be in a place of more allowing. In other words, it helps them to let more of it in. It isn't until you begin to no longer dread and push against death, you can't really live. In other words, you have to understand that well-being abounds. And once you understand that well-being abounds, then you will begin to allow the life experience in the fullest sense of the word, you see. Mm-hmm. We want to be clear that the reemergence back into the non-physical is a delicious, imagine in one fell swoop, leaving behind all doubt and fear and worry and blame and reemerging. And what we want you to understand is that spirit or that energy, that consciousness knew that. In other words, that's who you are as non-physical energies. You don't come forth into the physical to bang around to gain knowledge so that you can die and be a better angel. That is a distortion of what it is all about, you see. When we come back from a segment of refreshment, we'll talk further about what this physical life experience really is about. You are complete for now?
Yes.
We are complete.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.